Scripture tells us that the Son, that is Jesus, is the radiance of God's glory. And we have been speaking today of the one who radiates that glory. And Jesus, as we've just been singing, wants to hear our prayers and wants us to listen to him. And we've declared something in that song, haven't we? We've said, I am listening now. And so although Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, might speak to us in the park and on our bike and in the car and at our desk and when we're cleaning the kitchen floor and doing all of those things in our everyday, of course he also speaks to us when we gather together as his children here in this place. And so, as we've been thinking this morning, the coach instructs us on what we should do. And if we're going to be winners, if we're going to go for gold, we need to listen to our coach and we need to put into practice what our coach says to us. And so this morning, here and now, we're going to have an opportunity to practice listening to God. You may find that it's helpful to use a visual. Jesus, the radiance of God's glory. But it's good for us also to symbolically say, here I am, Lord, I'm listening. And so under your chair, there's a little piece of cardboard, and on it, you'll see there's a picture of an ear. And so I would encourage you to take that card and to just hold it in your hand and hold it out to Jesus as a way of saying symbolically, I'm listening, speak to me. And you may have something big on your mind. You may have a new direction that you're wanting Jesus to point out to you, just as we heard in our Bible story, I don't know which way to go. Or there may be something fairly small in your life that you say, I'm worried about this, Lord Jesus. I want to hear your voice in this particular matter or concern. We're going to spend a few moments holding our ear to Jesus as a symbolic way of saying, Lord, I'm listening to you, and asking him to speak to us. So let's spend some moments in quiet. And on the reverse side, it's blank. And it's intentionally blank. It's intentionally blank so that you can maybe record what you hear Jesus saying. He may speak to you here and now, but I would encourage you to carry this ear with you in the coming week. And when God speaks to you, because he will, record what he says. And if you keep a journal, keep this ear in your journal so that you can record how the Holy Spirit is guiding you. But let us spend some moments in quiet. I'm going to pray and then some silence. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are speaking to us all the time. You speak to us through Scripture. When words jump out from the page and we say, Lord, that was just for me. You speak to us as you spoke to Paul in a dream. We dream something vivid and clear, and it won't go away the next day. And it is something that is good and revealing, declaring something of ourselves or of you. Thank you that you speak to us through dreams. Lord, you speak to us in a picture, something that comes to our mind, and we just see something as if it were real in front of us. And in this picture language, you speak your deep truths. We thank you that sometimes, Lord, you just give us a word, a single word, stand, stay, peace, love. And that word speaks into a situation that we're facing, and it gives us the strength we need to face the day. And Lord, thank you that when you speak to us, you don't always speak to us for us and our own sake, but you speak to us for the benefit and the building up of others. Maybe, Jesus, you will speak to us for ourselves today, but maybe you will speak to us for another. Maybe you will speak to us for this church. Lord, as we hold our ears before you, as a symbolic gesture, as a symbolic sign that says, Lord, we are listening, would you speak to us through your Holy Spirit in these moments, we pray. Amen.